1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Westwood One presents the G. Gordon Liddy Show. Tonight, G. Gordon Liddy's brain has been taken and put into a dehydration unit, and now he has the mind of a five-year-old. Yes, Westwood One, the network that brought you Don and Mike and Comb Over Boy, now bring you G. Gordon Liddy. But that's not all. G. Gordon Liddy's brain has been evaporated. Now, from his studios in New York, G. Gordon Liddy!
And hi. Hi. My name's Gordon. And I'm five. And also, I'm going to do a talk show. And I'm five. I'm this many. And you can call and talk about everything that you'd like to. I'm G. Gordon Liddy. And I was named after my uncle. And now, a phone call. Hi. Hi. I'm Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Listen, the liberals once again are on the warpath. I don't know whether you saw Kerry grandstanding in front of that Senate panel on the steroid abuse. I just wonder what your take is, Gordon, on all of that. I just think that Kerry needs to fade away. I mean, look, the guy's yesterday's news. Nice try. You ran for president. The American people rejected you out of hand. Please, leave us alone. Go back to Boston. Marry another rich woman. I just think the entire thing has turned into a... I think the liberals are done. I think the left is done. I just wonder what your feeling is on that, Gordon.
Okay. Thank you. My mother gave me a quarter, and I'm going to go and get some milk, and I'll probably have that for lunch. And also, I was with my brother, and we rented Aliens 3, and I don't know if you've seen that, but that's where the alien mates with a dog, and it's really neat because the alien is like a dog. Here is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Gordon, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Gordon, the United States military in Iraq, as I understand it, the Army, Navy, Corps of Engineers, are responsible for the building of the roads, and building the byways and highways over there. And I'm just curious what it is that the United States military, in terms of the expenditure, that's all I've got, the expenditure. And you've got units over there. Now, I know that ACOR and ASAP and UNICOR, and as well as the OSS and CIA, they've all been operating over there. Now, your experience with CIA, does that vector up?
Okay. I was in the CIA, and a man told me to go and do something that was bad, but then I went to prison, too.
No, I understand that. I read your book very carefully. I love that book. Did you really eat rat meat, too, by the way? That's curious.
I did eat a rat. I did eat a rat. I ate a rat, and it tasted... It didn't taste good, but I did eat a rat.
All right, well, thank you very much, Gordon, for doing it.
Okay. I ate a rat one time. And anyway, my name is G. Gordon Liddy. I'm this many. And, I need to go, I gotta go to the bathroom, and I don't know what to say about it, so I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and then I'll come back.
The Westwood One Radio Networks present G. Gordon Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy. Unfortunately, he tripped and fell into a deactivation machine where his mind went to that of a five-year-old's. There's nothing we can do about it. He's gotta go on the air. He has a contract. Now here's G. Gordon.
I just went to the bathroom, and I gave the key back to Melissa, and she's at the reception desk, and she's a nice lady, and she showed me where to get milk. Here is a call from a man, and his name is Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Gordon. It's great to hear from you and talk to you. I'm listening to your program here in southeast Missouri, and we have NASA down here, as you know, and the money that is going into our community has been a boon to the economy, and I can't understand why a lot of these liberals in Washington want to take that money away. I just, the whole thing is, I think it's the Illuminati and the Jews, and thank you for everything that you're doing.
All right. Okay. All right, and that's all the time that we have. And thank you.
G. Gordon Liddy, one of the greats. Top notch. Too bad about his brain. We'll have to send him back out and have him refitted. The bloody fool tripped and fell into the incubation unit. The dehydration freon unit. The fool, the bloody fool. G. Gordon Liddy, produced by the Westwood One Radio Network. This is The Phil Hendry Show, produced by the Premier Radio Network, far superior company. You bloody fool.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I actually got, I have Liddy's, G. Gordon Liddy's biography here. Now, I know, because I lived through the Watergate period, what this guy was about. At least I knew what I read in the newspapers. I'm sure if he was sitting here, he'd probably say something like,
well, it's all bullcrap, Phil. You see, I never did anything.
In the Nixon administration, Mr. Liddy served first as a special assistant to the Secretary of the Treasury, blah, 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 blah. He had oversight responsibility for the Treasury. He resigned his White House post to accept the position of general counsel for the presidential election campaign. The rest is history. They don't even go into what happened. He was an FBI agent. Anyway, for his role in Watergate and for refusing steadfastly to implicate others, Mr. Liddy was sentenced to over 20 years in prison. He served nearly 5 years, many in maximum security, including 106 days of solitary confinement before his release by President Carter in the interest of justice. Timothy Leary and he were, when they both got out of prison, they toured together, a speaking tour. Now, can you imagine that? Leary, who took, oh, I don't know, how many hits of acid do you think he took? Did he, who's counting? Into the millions. Millions of hits of acid, and then this guy, Liddy, and apparently they hit it off famously. They were, you know, both guys that came from a comparable experience, prison. In Leary's case, do you know that he got busted out of prison by the weather under, by the, like the SD, the weather underground? And they, and he went to Nigeria or some jazz, or I know what it was, Algeria. Nigeria, Algeria, Alhurt. One of those places, and he hung out with Eugene Cleaver, Eldridge Cleaver. Eldridge Cleaver was with the Black Panthers. His name should have been Eugene Cleaver. He never would have done the time. His name should have been Beaver Cleaver, and they never would have caught him. Jerry Mathers would have done all that time. Oh, okay, so you're Beaver Cleaver, huh?
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, I know what you want. You know, you tried to kill some Oakland cops, didn't you?
Well, no. Maybe that was Wally.
Aren't you cute, huh? Get in the car, you little...
What a pig. You're a pig. I'm going to tell my dad.
Yeah, you tell your dad, you freaking Black Panther.
What are you talking about, mister? Black Panthers is Negroes. I got freckles and stuff.
I don't know. Whole thing's wacky to me, man. They just send me out to do these gigs. What do I know?
Well, maybe I ought to watch TV. Well, then you see...
Well, why don't I just take my gun and blow your brains out?
Well, you making fun of me? And another thing, my brother Wally will kick your butt.
Not if I kick his first. Jackass. Imagine interrogating Beaver Cleaver. Now, we have it on good authority that Beaver Cleaver, in association with Bobby Seale,
and members of the Student for a Nonviolent Coordinator. What the hell are you talking about, Beaver Cleaver? The gentleman who wrote Soul on Ice. We know that you mean Eldridge Cleaver, don't you, Mr. Hoover? I don't know what you guys are talking about. By the way, Mr. Hoover, a little bit of lipstick there on the... Okay, yeah, you got it. You calling me a fag? Eldridge Cleaver. You know, the thing about J. Edgar Hoover, as long as we're talking about that period, you know, you can say what you want about gay people, but they led the FBI for a long period of time, protected us from communists. The cat that ran the FBI that America had its faith in was a fag. Dig that. Everybody dug him. Now, I know the guy was, you know, paranoid, but he was Mr. No Commie in My Backyard. How do you think Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. felt after he did that whole show, The FBI? And then, Mr. Zimbalist, do you care to comment on the fact that your boss was queer as a $3 bill? Look, I'm just trying to do the gig, man. I'm going over here for a Babbo soap commercial. Anyway, enough of that cultural referencing that nobody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, is that what David's calling about?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, David.
Why are you talking about the 60s? For God's sake, get up to date. What day is it?
It's just that I got into the...
You got out of the whole G. Gordon Liddy thing. I get it. Let's move on. FBI. And don't ever use the F word. Ever.
Fag?
No, FBI.
Okay. 1-800-4...
I got to tell you, man, it's something else. It really is.
1-800-449-8686. You hear my throat? It's been like this for 3 days because of the dry air we're having out here in California. And I mean, the wind has been blowing like it's been blowing. It blows more out here than the average Don and Mike show. In any event, because of all the dry air, I got to start drinking that water. My wife is always on me about this. Got to drink water. So I got a big thing of this jug I got home the other night, and I took out a big milk bottle that was almost empty, drank the rest of it.
You want me to spray a water bottle in the air?
What?
You want me to spray water in the air?
What do you mean, spray water in the air?
Yeah, you know, it'll help hydrate your lungs and everything.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, bud. Go get it.
All right, I'll just go out here and get it.
So anyway, I got home the other night. And I don't spray it on me, you idiot. Spray it in the air.
I did.
You're spraying it right in my face. I got home the other day. Spray it out in front of me or something.
Oops.
Thank you. That shirt was dry when I got here. I came here with a dry shirt, bud. You want to go get a towel now?
Okay.
And you know something else? I haven't told you this, but when you talk to me, you spit. Did you know that?
No.
Every time you talk and you get excited, crap flies out of your mouth. I'd rather it not land on my face. Just like that guy the other night, Mr. Bozell, as he was straddling the sleeping bag. So anyway, I got home and I got this big jug of water. And I decided, well, you know, she's right. So I fill this thing up and I'm drinking straight out of this water jug. And it's pretty good, you know. I'm not the kind of guy that remembers to drink water. I'm generally it's pretty bad, but I'm a cola and coffee guy. If it ain't tequila and beer, it's cola and coffee. I mean, my habits are the worst. Without question. Without question, I'll be dead before I'm 60. But it'll have been a good life. In any event, I got this water bottle, and I drink this thing down. And, of course, the thing that I don't, because I try not to drink anything before I go to bed, but, you know, the wife told me about this, is I'm getting up every 3 hours now and going to the bathroom. And pretty soon, and I don't know how to say this with delicacy, but pretty soon it's like, you know how when you, like, go number one, it looks like it's number one when you're looking at, now it's just water. It's like, in other words, what the hell? Why am I drinking all this water just to be sending it out the other way? And I'm not getting any sleep.
What do you mean?
I mean that what's coming out looks like I could drink it again, is what I'm trying to say. There's depths, it's just pure. It's just looks like something out of Arrowhead Springs or something. So for all that water I'm drinking, because if my wife was with me, she'd say, well, but you know what? You're hydrating the cells. And I understand that, honey, but here's the deal. Every half hour I'm getting up. Well, oh, you're getting up. Can't sleep. Nope. Just got to hit the can again. That was that 18 gallons of water I drank. And then you're in there and you get, I don't understand why I drank all this water just to have it come sailing right out, man. You know, I swear if it was going into a glass and I put that in the ice box, somebody put ice in it. Somebody, I put that in the refrigerator, someone to drink it down. The hell am I drinking all of this water? So, but she got onto this Gerolstein kick. Are you into this bubble? What do you call it? Sparkling water is what they call it. Now, you can go to the restaurant, and the guy will say to you, "Would you have some bottled water?" Yes, could we have the... Now, a lot of times we'll order... what's that stuff from Italy?
Pellegrino.
There you go. Is there some other thing called San Pellegrino, yeah. San Pellegrino is really good, but now she's on this Gerolstein deal. I don't know what the hell that is, but you know what it is, Mark? It's in a glass bottle, which is fine. The only problem being if it falls out of the refrigerator, and when you've got four kids who don't know how to put anything into a refrigerator, stuff comes flying out when you open the door, and I'd rather it not be a glass bottle on me. You know, I mean, here are my kids. We're going to go to the store and get some ice cream. Well, they can't get into the house fast enough, and they can't get the ice cream open quick enough or jammed into the freezer fast enough. So that when you open the thing up, everything's flying out, man. So anyway, she's got this Gerolstein bottled water. And we've got cases of this stuff. Well, it's all sparkling, carbonated. And so naturally, it's just belch central around there. I didn't say anything to the guys about it. I said farting is no good, but belching, it's fine. So now everywhere, wag. And one of my kids can say words when he belches. Do you know anybody can do that? In other words, like, you know, Jonas sock, brah, you know. And late at night, I can hear the kids, before they go to sleep, you'll hear the belch. You'll hear one kid belch out the word, you know, douche, and the other three kids going, you can hear this coming from one of the bedrooms. You know, like, brah. So I said, look, can we just go back to regular freaking water around here, man? The day you brought carbonated water into this house, nobody's getting any sleep. I'm getting up every 3 hours, and I'm leaking it right out just to say it looks the same as when it went in. I'm hearing guys belching out words like G. Gordon Liddy and Morro Bay Kangaroo Rat, and then five kids laughing well into the night. It's just either belching or getting up. Can we just please drink regular water? Just a bottle of regular old water.
What about Perrier?
Fine. Oh, you know, that stuff is kind of carbonated. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. When we come back, Jeff Dowder will be with us. And we're also going to have another visit from Bob Bakian before we go off the air tonight. Bob's going to do a little reporting for us. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. And on our website these days, you can pick up the backstage pass. If you go to one of the pages that says Listen to Phil, or, you know, subscribe to Phil, something like that. Go there. It'll show you all about how to get a backstage pass on a radio show, as well as information on our podcasting, which we're very proud of. Podcasting means that you can download the show anytime, day or night, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday. You don't even have to think about it. It automatically goes into your computer. 30-day show archives are available. Our three archived show formats. You can choose from a 30-day show archive of either high-quality MP3 downloads or real audio and Windows media streaming formats. We've got automatic downloads, like I told you, crystal-clear internet audio quality. There's a whole hell of a lot that the Phil Hendry Show website offers because we care about the material on our show, and we archive it, and we hold on to it, and you guys can get to it whenever you want to. It's only $6.95 a month, although some guy did suggest... The cat suggested I lower the price to $2.95 a month if we pick up the if the pilot gets picked up, if I start working on TV... Because he said, if you start working on TV, the quality of your work is bound to go down to crap central on the radio, so start lowering the price of that. And I said, what a second. Yeah, you're going to start doing a TV show, man. Your radio show is going to blow a chimp. I say the price goes to $3. What do you guys think? Yeah, all right. Well, why don't we burn that bridge when we get to it? How about that? So it's only, like I said, $6.95. Subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show website. It's the best bang for your dollar. Pardon me for putting it that way, but it really is in the radio world. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to Portland this week on KCMD 970, Johnson 970. And also KIOL-FM Houston. We're kicking off May 23rd in the great city of Houston. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Now, Stanley, your line is, Luke, I'm your father.
Well, how can I be his father if I kill him?
No, 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 no. You are his father.
But, Ollie, I didn't kill him. I don't even have any children.
Will you listen to me? Your line is, Luke, I am your father.
I don't know anyone by the name of Luke.
Why don't you see things my way? Let's put our two heads together and forge ahead. Remember, united we stand, divided we fall.
Well, I'm still not his father.
Isn't that cute? I think that's, what, bud?
Mr. Hall.
What do you mean, Mr. Hall? Oh, Jesus.
What do you mean, oh, Jesus? Give me the proper...
Darth Hall is with us.
You know, you're saying that like somehow it's a pain in the butt or something.
Every time you come on, you got some criticism.
Yeah, I got some criticism. Laurel and Hardy?
Laurel and Hardy are very hip. Don't even begin to tell me about them.
I'm watching you, and another thing. I told you that the FCC is fining radio stations.
Yeah?
Why are you talking about Big Jugs?
When did I talk about that?
Bud said you were talking about Big Jugs. And address me as Lord Hall. Darth Hall.
Yes, Lord Hall. When did I talk about Big Jugs?
You were talking about a few minutes ago.
You're a real...
Don't worry about him. Were you doing that?
I was talking about Big Jugs of water. Water.
I got my eye on you. This is Darth Hall out.
Whoever put him up to that?
I think it's a good idea with a movie coming out.
Every time I hear that music now, I almost wet myself. It frightens the hell out of me.
Yeah, because you know Darth Hall is coming.
Oh, God. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Now we got to do some traffic now. We got Bob Bacon, in the Phil Hendry Show traffic helicopter. Bob?
I'm sure right now downtown we got smooth sailing, a little bit of dingleberry, some clustering around down there. Looks like they ought to wipe. This is Bob Bacon out with the traffic.
Wait a minute. Tell him not to do shtick, okay? I've told him that a million times.
Right, I'll get on the two-way.
1-800-449-8686. So we're talking to, as I said, I was talking to my kids, and they were... You're kidding, right?
Enter Darth Hall.
Will you come on?
I told you not to have that traffic guy do shtick, didn't I? I told you not to have him do shtick. What do you mean, dingleberries? What is that about?
What do you want me to do, man?
Tell that guy I don't want any shtick out of traffic, news, or weather people. I've said it a million times. This, the word of Darth.
What a jackass. Oh, man. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob Bacon here, Phil. And right now, downtown area, looks like it's going to be clear sailing. That reminds me, my wife says, dog, you can call me late, just don't call me late for dinner. This is Bob Bacon in traffic.
See, I couldn't even talk to him.
Not my problem.
The cat's not supposed to be doing shtick. I heard what David said, and what I'm trying to...
Enter Lord Hall.
What?
I just heard the guy do shtick again.
What do you want me to do about it?
Tell him not to.
Look at Bob.
Hey, Bob Bacon. Hey, Bacon, this is Lord Hall. Yeah. Listen, do me a favor, will you? You're a traffic guy. Knock it off with the shtick. You understand? Traffic, news, weather, all those guys, they just do the straight reporting. They don't do jokes. Such is the will of Darth. Butt plug. What did he call me?
I don't know. He's gone.
Get him back on the phone.
I can't get him.
Get him on the two-way. He is displeased, Darth Hall.
Turn this guy off and hang up on all of them. This thing turns into a real joke, man, the last half hour of this show with you and that Darth Hall bit.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it, huh? You call him up and tell him I'm talking about Big Jugs? I'm talking about water.
Gotta watch where you talk.
You know, we're living in an insane time. Guy can't say anything. You know that everything is, like, I had an incident today right here at the office. Somebody, and I won't say who, decided that they wanted to edit my political content on my website. Because everybody's so paranoid of the FCC. Now, you ready for this? They're so paranoid of the FCC and what the FCC can do that it isn't just about four-letter words. Now it's about political. You know, I don't know if you should say that. About what? Are you sure that you really, you mean you don't want to burn the flag? No, I don't. Well, it could. The FCC may come down. What, are you crazy? Just be careful what you say. Why? Why should I be careful about that? We don't want to get fined.
Fined?
I don't know how to get fined, man. It's a point of view. It's why you hire me. Well, I'm telling you. Such is the word of Darth. I'm telling you, we broadcast from the freaking Death Star. Radio is just one big Death Star, man. And the Federal Communications Commission is some guy with a freaking plastic helmet on and a real chowdered up face. I bet you but you've pulled the helmet off of half of those guys back in Washington, man. They'd have a face that looked like it was set on fire and put out with a track shoe. Poor old Darth Hall.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is a great story here. This woman who survived a fall. Who is this, bud?
He's a doctor. I'm sorry, Phil.
Well, I'm on the air right now, sir. I have to...
Well, I just have to give you a medical...
This is a medical exam?
I'm sorry, yes.
Well, can it wait because I'm on the air?
Yeah, I can do this while you're talking.
Yeah, we got to get it done, Phil. Darth Hall wanted it.
Will you stop calling him Darth Hall? What do I got to do?
Well, yeah, if you wouldn't mind, stand up and pull your pants down.
I'm not going to do that here.
Come on, Phil.
Can I read the story while I'm doing this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Woman who survived the... Would you mind turning around, bud, while I'm pulling my pants down for this guy?
Sure. Well, are you all shy and stuff?
Yeah, I am.
All right, that's good. You got any Vaseline?
Hey, man, you bring your own Vaseline, okay? So, a 69-year-old woman who survived a nine... That kind of hurts, man.
Sorry. Might be a little congested.
Would you get this guy out of here, bud?
Okay.
You gotta do it.
All right.
Say ah.
Ah.
A little wider.
Ah.
Little bit wider.
Ah.
Okay. Bud, could you give me that rubber glove?
Get out of here with that thing. Both of you guys, get out of here.
Wait a minute, the company...
Just get out of here.
Darth Hall's going to be upset.
Oh, really? That I didn't get my physical on the air? Pull your pants down. Have you got the Vaseline? Tell the guy to bring his own. What do you want?
Didn't you get your physical?
No, I didn't. But the music just magically goes away when he does. Well, that's one way of getting rid of it. A 69-year-old woman who survived a 9-story fall from a condominium tower when she landed on canvas awning told rescuers she became dizzy after staying up all night packing for her return trip north. The woman, who was uninjured after the 9-story fall, was then taken back up to the top of the building by rescuers and thrown off again. This time, successfully, she died. In other news, I'm kidding. No, that's pretty heavy, man. How is it you read about these people who fall, long story? You know, there was the story of the little baby who was thrown. Thrown, mind you. Thrown, if you can imagine this. A little baby thrown by her mother off of a bridge over some... This is a true story. Over some kind of a river. Would you believe that child survived and was uninjured? Now, it might have been the clothing that she had the baby wrapped up in. I don't know what. Now, when they asked the lady, how come you threw your kid off? She said, it's a natural instinct. You hear the kid cry for the first time. You just go, ugh, you know, and you just kind of toss it. And she just sort of tossed it by mistake right off a bridge 500 feet. Now, we're going to...
You're not funny tonight.
Thanks. Yeah?
Hey, Phil, you want to come over and have some beers?
I'll have some beer. I don't need music playing every time I talk to you. I got it here. There, that's my music. Call up David.
Right.
Call him up.
I can't bother him.
Call him up now.
Yeah? What do you want?
Well, what is this? We got competing music?
I've got my music on. What are you talking about?
Well, I got my music on.
Okay, what do you want?
Yeah, I'll go have beers with you.
What is that fag-ass stuff you're playing?
It's called the Laurel and Hardy theme, as long as you're playing that freaking... That...
God, want me to do your show for you?
Turn it off, bud.
Right.
Turn this crap off.
Your music or his?
Both of them!
Where's my music?
Yeah! Hey, man, I got my own theme music when I call somebody up. It's like... Mr. Henry's on the phone. Or Mr. Henry's on the phone. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, one of the world's least funny men, I mean least funny human beings, and the irony is the cat is a cartoonist, this guy by the name of Ted Rall. Really lame, really unfunny, real ham-handed with his approach to humor. In other words, there's nothing subtle about this guy. He's got a real big, fat, blank on. Otherwise, I'm going to hear. So I better watch, you know. For everything, right? I mean, the guy does a cartoon, and he used to do a local show here in Los Angeles on the station that I was on, and God, did he suck. Now I got to open up my newspaper or my website or whatever, and I got to read an article by him about how Pat Tillman, you know, we can't even just let Pat Tillman rest in peace. Do you realize he was killed by friendly fire? Yes, that's right! In other words, Pat Tillman is not a hero, according to this scumbag. I don't even want to... You know what? Rawl, you're just so boring. Well, you're not really boring, because I do want to come to New York on some occasion when I'm in New York, meet you, and have drinks with you. I want to drink with you. And then while we both stumble out into the night waiting for a cab, just kind of push you right out into an oncoming, you know, like a van or something. Oh, God, I'm sorry, Ted. I want to just get to know you, put my arm around you, maybe get drunk enough that we have some kind of a sexual encounter, some kind of a crazy, mad sexual thing, right? In other words, you know, the next morning we'll go, oh, God, what was that? Gee, I'm sorry. You'll shake hands and leave. And then as you're leaving, I'll just sort of trip you and you'll go down 6 flights of metal stairs. What did I do now?
Oh, so you're talking about murdering a man. All right, that's fine. Oh, far be it from me to tell you what to say on your show. Lord Hall, out.
Anyway, look, Ted, can I just tell you something, man? Seriously. Tillman was killed by friendly fire. It doesn't necessarily mean that some nasty-ass guy working for the CIA or maybe someone working for the ONI or the FBI or M1 or M16 or M5 pointed the gun at his head and blew his head off on purpose in order to make him a hero so that we would be in favor of the Iraq War. Jesus God, man, there is such a thing as friendly fire, and it's been happening since there's been war. Happened in World War II, World War I, Civil War, Revolutionary War. Do you want to do away with that too, huh? In other words, you want to make war so freaking clean. I get it. I mean, put so many rules on war, people won't have them anymore, right? Or the opposite is more likely to happen. Guys that don't want to follow the rules are going to have wars anyway. Now, what are you going to do with that? All right, when I have a war, I don't want to have any abusive prisoners. Understand? Yes, sir, I understand that. Okay, no friendly fire? Okay. Let's see, what else? Guy puts his hands up, you can't shoot him. Even if there's a million guys shooting around you, I want that guy taken prisoner. So in other words, like, if there's a million guys shooting at me, I still got it. Yes, that's right. And let's see, what else? So you know those rules, and you follow those rules, and that's a good thing. The problem is you're going to be fighting an enemy that doesn't follow those rules. And then you wind up getting even more people killed. Here's a guy, this Raw says, sharp-eyed readers learned a few months ago from a single-paragraph article that Pat Tillman died of friendly fire. He never got the chance to choose between bravery and cowardice. If that wasn't bad enough, the Washington Post now reports the Pentagon and White House officials knew the truth within days. Do you know that the prison thing, you remember the prison, you know, the underwear on the head? Not that anybody cares, but the Army released a press statement saying they were investigating it in January of 2004, about 2 months before the press said it was being covered up. Now, okay, in other words, hi, we've got this prison investigation we're doing. 2 months later, the press says, why, they've been covering this up. We didn't know about it. Well, you could have known about it had you guys checked your email, but I guess, you know, you're out getting hammered and whatever else. I don't know what you're doing, Royal, but, you know, you've been seen in the company of some guys. And forget it, man. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for me. I wish that we could have been friends at another time, another place. I don't know. I just think we could have been friends. What time is it? Is Kroger still open? I wonder if they have that lotion. I've got dry skin. Oh, never mind.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.